One of the main ways God shows us his love for us is that he always gives us another chance. This is what the prophet Isaiah tells us. Through him, God explains, "Remember not the events of the past. See, I am doing something new." God is inviting his people to look to the future with hope. At the time of Isaiah was writing, the people of Israel were living in exile as second-class citizens in Babylon. They had been unfaithful to God, and as a result, Jerusalem had long ago been conquered and its inhabitants scattered and enslaved. Naturally speaking, there was little room for hope. But in the midst of that situation, God reminds them that he has done wonders for his people in the past and promises to do so again. It's God's way to give his people another chance, to bring them back from exile, even though they really don't deserve it. Jesus shows love in the same way with the adulterous woman. Notice he doesn't ignore or excuse her sin. He acknowledges it and actually tells her to go and sin no more. But at the same time, he doesn't condemn her. He gives her another chance. It's a good thing that God loves us in this way. Otherwise, which one of us could have any hope? After all, aren't we just like the Pharisees, quick to condemn others, but in truth, guilty of hidden sin ourselves? Giving us another chance is one of God's main qualities. It's called mercy, forgiveness. It's called real love in a sinful, fallen world. Does anyone remember the scene from today's gospel in Mel Gibson's The Passion of the Christ? The way he depicts this encounter between Christ and the adulterous woman illustrates the power behind God's desire to always give us another chance. In the movie, Gibson identifies the adulterous woman with Mary Magdalene, who stays right by Mary's side as they accompany Jesus through the Passion. The historical accuracy of Magdalene being the adulterous woman can be questioned, but the point of the scene is still very powerful. Mary and Mary Magdalene are in the courtyard where Jesus was scourged after all the soldiers they were there, after all the soldiers had left. They see Jesus' blood on the paving stones. Mary takes some clean white linens, kneels down, and starts to wipe up the blood. A moment later, Magdalene kneels to help. But instead of using one of the clean linens, Magdalene actually removes her veil, her own personal garment, without which her head is uncovered, which went against the custom of the day, and uses that to wipe up Jesus' blood. While she is wiping up the blood, she has a flashback, and the movie takes us back to her first encounter with Jesus, the one in which she is the adulterous woman. We see her cowering on the ground as a crowd of angry Pharisees stand ready to stone her. Just like we have stones of judgment that we throw at others and ourselves. Then Jesus steps into the scene. It's like he can come into our life, sometimes when we least expect. In the scene, we don't hear any words, but we know he is saying this beautiful line. Let him who has no throne, no stone, no sin, throw the first stone. He said it better. We see the Pharisees, one by one, drop their stones and walk off. Then Magdalene's hand reaches out to touch Jesus' foot, just like we can reach out to Jesus for forgiveness. She looks up at him in wonder, gratitude, and almost disbelief. She has been saved. Jesus personally saved her from physical death, just like he can save us from spiritual death when we confess our sins. Jesus reached down and takes his hand in her hand in his, smiles, and lifts her to a new life, the new life we can have when we are reconciled with our Creator and receive absolution here on earth. Then the beautiful flashback ends, and we are brought back to the scene in the courtyard. Now the blood she is wiping up means as much to us as it does to Magdalene. It is the blood of the Savior, her Savior, the one who is giving himself up to death so that he can give us, sinners, another chance. This is how much he loves us. This is his way. This is what he came to do. Okay. Today the church is reminding us of God's unequivocal love for us. Because we need to be reminded. We need to experience again God's pure goodness. You see, God always gives us another chance. But sometimes we don't give ourselves another chance. Sometimes we don't even want another chance. We like to sweep things under the rug. Like Father Gregory reminded us last week, we sometimes don't want to take responsibility for our sins. Lent is a time when God invites us to look at those sins, acknowledge them, own them, confess them, and let them go and feel the healing power of reconciliation. We need to ask ourselves if we have really accepted the chances God has given us. We may have given up on some part of our life or on some relationship. We may think we are not worthy of being truly happy, truly forgiven. Was Israel worthy? Was the adulterous woman worthy? Only Jesus is worthy. And Jesus is here today, holding out his hand, ready to lift us up to a brand new start. If you and I are not where we want to be spiritually, it's only because we have some reluctance with our relationship with God. And so, like Paul in the second reading, we have to continue our pursuit and strain forward to a deeper intimacy with God. We may say with our lips that we believe in his mercy, but in our hearts, we lack trust. Are there walls around our hearts still? Could it be we haven't let God in all the way? He wants to come in. He knows that only he can heal the wounds that we are hiding. He knows that only he can give us new life, a fresh start. Today, as we contemplate Jesus' encounter with the sinful woman, let's ask him for the grace to trust him more completely and to accept his offer of another chance as often as we need to in our own prayer and especially in the sacrament of reconciliation. As he comes to be with us again in Holy Communion, let's pray for all those people in the world who have never known Christ's forgiveness. And let's pray that Christ will never let us be like the self-righteous of the world, that we will always be faithful sons and daughters of our merciful Father. Amen.